रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 2 सुग्रीव चीयर्स अप रामा। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। सुग्रीव कुड नॉट बेयर टू सी रामा सोरिंग दस। हिज अफेक्शन फॉर रामा वाज सच दैट ही रिगार्डेड हिज फ्रेंड्स जॉयज एंड ग्रीव्स हिज ओन। When our friend is struck down by adversity, or when he strays into evil ways, or delays in doing an important duty, we should give him good advice if we wish him well, even though he may not seek advice of us at all. The monkey lord had this at heart when he sought to dispel the grief of Rama. Raghava had been most fondly brought up by King Dashrath. He was not used to affliction, and he was the source of joy to all beings. So, Sugriva turned to Rama and said, "There is no reason why you should yield to sorrow. You should put away from you this despondency that eats into your heart. I see no call for it. Till now, we had no news of the Lady Sita. This cause for grief has now gone. You can read into the future. You are an adept in the science of polity. You can reason out and infer results from causes, and your judgments are sound and based on discrimination. If we take your excellences alone into consideration, there is no reason for you to grieve. I say, cast away from you this evil shadow, even as an ascetic would leave behind him thoughts that bar his way to moksha. Have no anxiety how we shall cross these waters. Believe me, we shall, I assure you, pass lightly over the sea, infested though it be by frightful creatures. We shall enter Lanka, and we shall deal death and destruction to our foes. Now, should you grieve that we have none to help us, behold these myriads of monkeys, heroes, every one of them, and skillful beyond measure, ready to leap into the fire at your bidding. It is but child's play for them to slay your foes. I read their eagerness from the joy in their radiant faces, and I know from long experience that they are worthy of your trust. Let that be. Even if one should have grounds for anxiety, is it not one's duty to cast away care? If you yield to care, it would destroy your energy and enthusiasm, and without that enthusiasm, one would become dispirited and heartless. Then one would lose property and power, dangers would threaten us, and all our hopes and aspirations turn out but dust and ashes. Therefore, take the steps to throw a bridge over the waters to enter Lanka, deal just death unto Ravana, and bring back your beloved Lady Sita. Say not, what good would it do us but to have a sight of that city? The moment our monkeys catch a glimpse of Lanka built on the Trikuta mountain, we may take it that Ravana is dead in battle. The city is impregnable to the combined hosts of gods and asuras unless we build a causeway across the waters. Believe me when I say that the enemy's forces are defeated once we have crossed over to Lanka. These, my monkeys, are past masters in battle. They can take what forms they will. Banish from your heart this grievous care that eats away all hopes and aspirations. Care saps away one's powers. Nay, cast off this despair and call to your aid your natural energy, courage, and enthusiasm. If you say, my grief is about my being torn away from Sita and has nothing to do with this ocean, I reply that grief and despondency dare not touch great minds like yours, though their aims are obstructed or delayed. You are the best and brightest among men of wisdom. All the shastras and their meanings are in open book to you. Ministers like myself are ready at your service for destroying your foes. In all the three worlds, there is none who can face you when you stand bow in hand on the field of battle. Any task entrusted to these vanaras will never fail. Very soon you will cross the sea and behold Mother Sita. Hence, enough of grief. Entertain in its place anger and energy. A kshatriya devoid of sternness misses his fortune. all beings tremble in the presence of a man of stern command. I entreat you to take counsel with us about the crossing of this dreadful waste of waters. Take it from me that my warriors will put their foes to rout the moment they set foot on the shores of Lanka. These are veterans, every one of them, and adept at taking any form at will. Rocks and trees are their weapons for killing their enemies. It matters not even if there be no causeway across these waters. Somehow we shall make our way into Lanka and annihilate our foes. Again, behold these most happy omens in nature. They leave us in no doubt that victory is yours. The joy that wells up from my heart assures me that we have achieved our objects, bridge or no bridge. I have not a shadow of a doubt that you will come back crowned with bright victory. Mangalam Koshlindraya Mahaniya Gunavate Chakravarti Dhananjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.